Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're unable to sit down and do an intro, so we're doing it from the kitchen. What? Because we are still cooking. This is a pretty... This is quite a big one. This is a we've got kind of three podcast people. Royalty coming over. How many?
One, two, three.
Enough. They are a trio who were made famous by one of their dad's literature, racy literature. It's Jamie James and Alice of My Dad Wrote a Porno, and I feel like we're idiots for not doing more innuendos with this menu, Mum.
Can you just massage?
Oh. We are currently massaging the kale, to be fair.
Yeah.
We've done a rather retro dessert to kind of... be in keeping with Belinda Blumenthal's sescapades. Tits. Well, how can her tits be retro? But yeah, it's a very hot day outside, so we've gone for cold food tonight. I have to say, I've pickled my own carrots and done my own interpretation of a dish that I had on holiday. However, I do think it needs some nuts, so I'm going to put pumpkin seeds on. I don't care. All right, I'll put sunflower seeds on because I've got sunflower seeds. Mum, you've done one of my favourite dishes that you do for people when they come over.
What?
Your rare roast beef with parmesan and rocket. Yeah. It's a winner.
I should have made something for Shavuot, which is today, and you traditionally eat cheesecake. And I should have done it, but I didn't realise.
Explain what Shavuot is.
I don't know, really. But
bad you.
You eat cheesecake.
Well, we're not eating cheesecake. We're eating another favourite of mine, which is your trifle, which nobody's had. And we thought it was quite, retro. As Rocky Flintstone likes to kind of...
Does he like a trifle?
Well, he doesn't include mobile phones or anything. Because I think he's writing it in the kind of 70s. It's brilliant.
Well, they wear brassiers. Brassiers, they say.
And what's it? Tits hung like pomegranates.
Yeah. And they heard brassier strains. I did find some stuff quite graphic, and I only listened to two episodes and thought, better stop.
You realise that My Dad Wrote a Porno is one of the most successful podcasts ever made?
Yeah, you told me.
We've got a lot to do before we reach there.
We're not getting into pornography, Doug. That's it, forget it. I draw the line. I'm sorry.
The following episode of Table Manners contains strong language,
adult themes,
sexual content,
basically all the good stuff.
Woo-hoo! Wow. Yes,
we're going to get so many listeners.
We have podcast royalty in Dalston right now.
Yeah.
We have My Dad Wrote a Porno. Thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you for having
Thanks for having us. This is so lovely. Exciting.
Mum?
I don't know what you want me to say. You're doing
it. Bloody hell.
Sorry.
Who are these people cluttering up my daughter's home?
I don't know.
Well, you didn't. You didn't really know about my dad.
No, I didn't know anything. Except I did listen to 3 episodes yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, that's good. Oh, what a day.
Did he really write it, or do you write it?
Look at me.
Straight in. And also, Lenny put her specs on for that, so you could just spec take off.
I am living in a state of just absolute... I mean, I can't even walk down the street properly. I've got a drinking problem, I'm overeating, I've changed as a human being because my dad actually wrote it. I mean, you couldn't make this up, come on.
I always think that's flattering.
I'd be writing an HBO special.
That would be the ultimate, wouldn't that be the ultimate pastiche?
Yeah, and there's some stuff in there that is so mad that it's...
Well, I thought it might be a Joaquin Phoenix kind of twist. Joaquin Phoenix!
Say jalapenos to
But are we having paella tonight?
Paella. I thought it might be, you know, where he kind of double bluffs you. What's that last film? Well,
that would work, except that my dad still doesn't know why the podcast is successful or funny.
Is he still writing?
We can't stop him. We've tried.
Has he been published?
He's been self-published, but we did write a spin-off book, so technically, annoyingly, he is a published author. Yeah. His book is in the British Library. Soon to be burnt down.
Rocky Flintstones.
I know, thanks. Well done, Dad.
So, what are you allowed to say what he does as a job or did as a job?
Well, he's now a full-time pornographic writer, of course.
Britain's leading erotic
writer. He probably
is,
which is worrying. So my dad, he was a builder.
Right.
Father of 4, got 3 sisters, happily married.
Grew up, where did you grow up?
Manchester.
Right. Yeah. You're Leeds, though, Alice, aren't you?
We all went to Leeds University, but we're Nottingham.
Oh, you're Nottingham.
I know.
Got it.
Chelsea.
He's a red.
Fuckers. And then he retired and then started writing porn, which I think was because he was bored. Mm-hmm. But then when the first season of A Dad Wrote Porno came out and he was like, great, you're doing a podcast. Fantastic. He's from Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I didn't get that. Gangs of New York. I kind of got it. Yeah. No, yeah.
And then, so he was just like, because the success kind of happened immediately with the show. And so he was like, people like a bit of Rocky, do they? And then he just stopped being my dad, stopped being my mum's husband, and was Rocky constantly.
Do you think they were having far more sex?
I'd say far less. I mean, would you sleep with a porn baron?
I don't know. I'd be like, are you right about this?
And also, if his writing's anything to go by, he's never had sex, and I'm definitely the milkman's son. So, I don't know. No, so he's better now. He's found a good balance.
So, Northern Irish Protestant.
Yeah. Same as you. This is
my dad is Northern Irish. Right. But we're Jewish. But my dad was from Northern Ireland.
Mum was like, obviously, Belinda's Jewish. They're all Jewish.
Well, her surname's Blumenthal.
Yeah.
So,
why was she Blumenthal?
I think because
had he been out with a Jewish woman?
Naughty Jewess.
Because she worked in the pots and pans.
Oh,
I think that's why.
Some context, historical context. I get it. Right.
She's going to take over Little Chef any day.
Is the pots and pans industry dominated by Jewish sales directors?
I mean, we dominate everyone, don't we?
I don't think Heston Blumenthal's Jewish, is he?
Oh, God.
Oh, is he not?
What?
Don't think
he's
he
a charlatan.
No, he doesn't look bloody Jewish.
No, he doesn't look Jewish.
Is that
Jewish.
His stage name then?
No, I think he just maybe is German or something.
He's named after the service station. That's what I heard.
What? No.
There's an area called Heston. There's a service station. No, there's a service station called Heston.
Do you think that Little Chef by Heston Blumenthal, you realise that came about after he became a chef? He's not named after Little Chef by Heston Blumenthal.
No, I know, but his mother, I heard that his mother named him after that. This could be completely wrong.
Why? Were they conceived at the service?
Maybe
I made this up.
How do you all know each other?
We all went to university together in Leeds, 13 years ago now.
What did you study?
I did history, Alice did English.
Mm-hmm. I'm the dunce, so I did cinema.
Cinema? Films. Your dad
very
say films?
Films, absolutely.
And does he say modern? Modern and films and patron.
What's modern?
Modern.
He mainly just says...
Film.
Clits and boobs.
So just obviously everyone knows who these people are, but so Alice is a Radio 1 presenter, DJ, presenter, everything.
DJ,
lifestyle.
DJ would be misleading.
has your own second homeware, Brandon, coming out in the
ceramics
soon.
Wow.
With your Jackson and Olivia.
Not great.
I do, absolutely.
And what else do? You do design for clothes.
Yeah. And well, yeah. Yeah, sure.
And Jamie, what do you do when you're not reading out your dad's?
Well, I only do that now. I am now a professional son of a pornographer.
Oh, right.
But me and James both work in TV.
Do you?
Yeah, James was just nominated for a BAFTA.
Oh my God, yes. That's so
cool.
Thank
you. So it was a new category this year for short form, and it was a show called Eating With My Ex, where two exes have dinner and talk about their old relationship.
Nice.
Didn't win, unfortunately. We lost to...
But you
he's a total
Horgan,
loser.
Yeah, we lost to Sharon Horgan and Morgana, so I didn't feel so bad. Sorry. And it was nice to go and
was
put a suit
yeah,
on.
Dress
and,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah, so I actually worked with James quite a lot. I edited Eating With My Ex and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, you can't do without each other.
They can't get enough of each other.
Yeah, we kind of see each other every day. It's worrying.
Yeah.
So I know that it was discussed over a Christmas dinner together with university friends, right? Whose idea was this? Alice.
L-Town.
Well, you brought it to us.
I did, because I thought it was hilarious, and yeah. I had to share it with my friends, otherwise I would go slowly insane trying to repress it. But then Alice became worryingly obsessed with it.
But you get so frustrated with it, though, babe.
Oh, I know, because it's so bad. And also because I think...
You're Simon Cowell.
She's so mean to my dad. I'm kind of the big Rocky defender.
Well, you
I feel.
Are very defensive.
I have to.
Yeah, I was an evangelist about it. Though.
He's still my dad.
No, I know, and I do forget that. And actually, when I see him, because we do see him quite a lot, I feel really awful because I'm like, and he's like, Alice, you gave me a really good going over in that last episode. I can't do the voice.
So that was really good.
Okay, that's better. Going a bit more Scottish.
He does listen to it now.
Every episode. Oh, about 100 times per episode.
You can't
does
stop
he give
him
you
from
notes?
Listening. No,
his
not
main
really.
Notes are about how he's quite because obviously he's very business minded. I mean, you've heard some of the podcasts. It's really the books
lots
are
of meetings and ventures.
Yeah, it's half erotic novel, half business manual. So he's got lots of ideas about ways that we can make money. He wants there to be a theme park.
Like a swingers theme park, or like everyone has to take their clothes off in the maze.
Not a million miles away from you, Lenny. Actually,
he wants it in Tooting. He wants to just knock down South. Half of Tooting.
He wants to turn the Beck into a theme park. A Belinda Blink theme park. We like dodgems, but in the shape of clits, and keep your hands and feet in the clitoris.
You're not even joking.
No. Well,
kind of. No,
I mean we're joking that we're humouring it. Obviously, we're like, yes, it's going in the notepad.
It's true.
But it's all gone to his head.
He's got ambitions.
Yeah,
my
fair
father.
Enough. It's
and
going
to
well.
Be fair, he has created a world that people are legitimately obsessed
but,
with.
Because
so.
I used to work with E.L. James.
Did you?
Yeah. And I tried to make this happen that we'd get Rocky Flintstone and E.L. James in the same room. She won't do the fucking podcast. But
why?
What's she
she's,
like?
She's
threatened
private.
By my
to
dad.
Work, I used to...
That's what it is. She knows that he's worse than her, and she had that mantle all by herself.
Yes, he used
along.
To sit next to her.
I used to
Love
work
production.
At Love Production.
Oh yeah, because she was she writing 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes,
at work,
mate.
Like as a PM.
To Jessie.
No,
she used to send it to me over the like
oh,
over the desk.
Oh my God! So did you give notes?
It wasn't 50 Shades. It was the one that's going to come out now.
Right.
So even though she wrote it first, but I was like, Jesus Christ.
This is like 9:30
on a Tuesday.
Jessie said the lady who sits next to me has written a kind of pornographic novel. And I said, oh, what's it called? And she told me and I said, Jessie, it's everywhere. And you can download it on Kindle. You couldn't buy it, but you could download
right, yes.
it at
yeah,
the
yeah.
beginning. Because I think she self-published.
Yeah, she did.
And then
she did. She started
up.
The whole self-publishing
so
thing, actually.
I was absolutely shocked
so
when
is,
I read it.
It was Rocky inspired by E.L. James's success.
Not the work, the success, yes. You've heard that she'd made loads of money and hasn't bothered reading it. Calls it 50 Colours of Grey. Has no clue. Absolutely no clue. No research into his chosen profession at all. But yeah, he heard that it was huge and thought, God, I can do that. Turns out he can't.
Well,
but also kind of has.
Kind
of
yeah,
which is annoying.
He can.
It's
quite
annoying. I mean, he can't.
I mean, it's not going to be at Hay Literary Festival, is it?
Well, he's not.
Mom,
you might be.
We were at Cheltenham. We went to Cheltenham.
They didn't know what hit them. Honestly,
they were not
tent.
That people.
Can I? Because you've started touring it. You've sold out the Sydney Opera House.
Mm-hmm,
you've sold out. Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
You've toured the States.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you've got more touring than I've ever had as a singer. out of how many? There's four novels, five novels?
Four novels, three seasons. We start season four in August.
End of August.
So you're touring, and I just want to, because I haven't been able to come to a show.
You need to come.
I absolutely will. But, like, how does it work? Because you've obviously got quite enthusiastic people that want to talk about Belinda's pomegranate tits.
Yeah. Is it question and answer?
Oh, that would be opening ourselves up to the wolves.
Yeah. So you just discuss. You do exactly what you do on the podcast, but live.
Yeah.
It's the essence of that. Yeah. So we have a chapter that you can only hear live, ooh, which is a chapter that shockingly Rocky felt wasn't good enough for the books, which is an eye-watering crikey thought that there, yeah, quite many. Quite.
He is just, like you say, he's just a constant stream of writing. He's just sending us stuff
where
all the time.
Where did it all come from? Was he repressed in the church or something?
I mean, he's a Northern Irish Protestant, so
yeah,
absolutely,
Northern,
yes.
Irish, yeah. Pod, yeah.
He used to do, him and his little brother used to do competitions at the local church of gospel recitals, and my dad knew every single gospel. They were like the champion boys in the whole of Armagh.
Yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah, and so I think that's probably made him overly sexually minded in his latter years.
So how's your mother dealing with this? Because I know she doesn't let, but how's it going for her? Is she kind of in reaping the benefits of kind of, you know, that what's going on?
What do you
on
mean by reaping the benefits?
In the bedroom.
Does she seem
already
happier?
Asked that question, and so Jamie looked really shocked.
It's
so
just hard. That's the part that I'm like, obviously. No, she's
fine. They're
very
in love. I mean, you have to imagine that that's going on.
They are very
in
love.
They've always been in his head.
Well, exactly. Yeah. How could it not be, Lenny?
Now he just calls it research.
Okay.
They're doing some research upstairs, so we should.
She's fine. She was weird with it to begin with, obviously. But now, you know, like, my dad bought her a car, her first ever car, which was really sweet, that he called
Clint
Belinda.
Clint money.
Without, yeah, literally. Called the car Belinda, and then he
dirty, my quite literally dirty money.
Yeah. The car that Pawn bought, yeah. Mum wanted to redo the hall for years, and so my dad did that for her.
That's lovely.
But
painted a large penis on the wall. It wasn't quite what she wanted. But
I mean, you joke, Al. It basically, he put this really lovely Laura Ashley wallpaper up that was just covered in pomegranates.
Oh,
and because my mum doesn't listen to the podcast,
she didn't know
what that meant for about 6 months. She thought it was lovely.
Did he do it as an in-joke?
Yes, of course he did, because he's an
absolute
rogue.
He's naughty.
Yeah. He's just trolling your mum at any opportunity.
Every time she walked into her own home, she was just in a shrine
to
my dad's
wall. I quite like to see
the pomegranate wallpaper. Oh my God, imagine.
Next time you're there.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
I actually don't. We actually don't live in Manchester anymore. So I can tell. I grew up in Altrincham.
Oh, did you?
Hale.
Mum, it will be like. I just went to Detroit.
Very posh.
I just went to Detroit, and it'll be like the Motown Museum.
It will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clitsville.
We've got a name.
To Clitsville.
Never thought that would be so
Cheers. Yeah, wow. Well
Who
done.
Said this wasn't a brainstorming set, guys? Come on.
So there's the name of the theme park as well. Great.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thanks, guys.
What I want to know is that are you trying more things at home when you're having sex because of Rocky Flintstone?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Well, I mean,
anyone bought a leather dildo?
I was going to say, what on earth would you try?
Someone did buy us a butt plug in the shape of a horse's tail, ooh, which James still has, actually, in his
which home. I've never opened, Lenny. Don't look at me like that.
I'm very broad-minded.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's still sealed in the case. Thank you.
Do you get lots of presents from fans? And is it all kind of pornographic and from Anne Summers?
People, not so much presents, but people do share a lot.
Oh, I love that!
Yeah, people do share. So people have had it as the podcast as their birthing track.
Mm-hmm.
As a mother, can you imagine that playing as you're trying to...
What, like any particular episode?
Hit. No, I think anything that will just get the baby out quicker.
Makes them laugh, releases endorphins.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Makes them laugh.
Distracts is that good? Them.
I watched Zootopia for exactly that reason. I was
Zootopia,
oh, God, I must laugh. Must make this fun.
I would have thought that would tense
no,
up
it's
laughing.
Like, it's supposed to release these hormones that, like, instead, you don't want adrenaline. So you want to just feel like you're laughing and relaxing.
Oh, mellow.
So actually,
yeah.
I kind of understand why they'd go.
Although
my
it is
dad
quite stressful. His books are quite stressful.
I get very stressed, really. That's why I drink.
I'm not sure that you would want your baby. There would be the first words that you hear.
Fuck off!
Yeah, exactly.
Quite.
So he sent me the book Just me. I've got three sisters. They'd never heard of it. Mum had never heard of it.
Of course they wouldn't send it to them.
Right. And then, and I just read it. I was like, why would Dad send me his pornography? Oh, I know why. Because he's a fucking wind-up merchant and has always tried to kind of, you know, get under my skin. You know, like how your dad does. He
loves
you.
That we're shocked by stuff. He definitely revels in the fact that there's some stuff that we're like, Rocky, where did that come from?
No, what, like the penis enlargement in Brazil?
Oh, yeah. I mean, was it even enlarged or was it just wrapped in pillow pastry? What was it?
It was just recreated, I think.
Basically turned into a sausage penis. Roll or something.
Yeah.
Jim Sterling.
Went
who had loads of pubic hair.
A nest.
The one thing to the penis was fine. The amount of pubic hair, disgusting.
Once you took that away,
Jesse's not into that.
Normal size.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, the people that have
and massive thumbs. Sorry, go on. Yes.
I forget what we've embellished and what's real. But right, yeah. Yeah, for the people that don't know it, a guy called Jim went to the Amazon basin where they apparently do a lot of the Amazon.
No, you go to Rio. Yeah, I know.
Well, somewhere where they clean their implements of surgery, hopefully.
Yeah, but everyone's having their penises enlarged there.
Sorry, what?
In the Amazon basin. It's the centre of kind of plastic surgery.
What, the Amazon?
Shut up. Rio. Don't tell me this. Rio.
Jim went to the Amazon, Mum.
Why did he go to the Amazon?
Oh, exactly.
My dad lives in Brazil half the year.
Does he?
Yeah, he absolutely does. Yeah,
lying to me?
No, my mum and dad live in Brazil.
Rocky or your dad?
Well, they are the same person.
Okay, yeah, but okay.
He's Rocky on steroids in Brazil, actually.
They've got houses all over the world.
He's an international player.
This is what a podcast can do for you.
I wouldn't say all over
the world. Oh, this is pre-podcast. They're just very canny. Jamie's mum and dad are like very shrewd business people, aren't they?
But you told me he just redecorated her hall. This didn't sound like major scale.
Yeah, it was a mansion in Rio.
Well, we used to...
Lenny's unimpressed.
No.
Sounds like a two-up, two-dance to me.
Yeah.
I spent all of my childhood in different countries.
Why?
Because they would buy like a wreck. And then all of the family would...
So he's a builder.
So he taught... I'm a plasterer by trade.
Are you?
Yeah, self-taught. And
need
then
anything
all
skimming,
my,
if you know what I mean, ladies?
A bit of pointing. If you need anything done, guys, I can help you out. Oh. And then all my sisters would, like, help do up the houses. So as a family, we'd go from, like, country to country, house to house.
Okay, so they live in Brazil?
Some of the year, yeah.
So that was part of the research,
Which bit?
Can't say. North, east, south, or west?
North.
Why, are people like stalking Rocky?
Well, basically...
Have you got some stalkers?
We don't like to say too much about...
Okay.
But there because of Jamie's mum as well.
And also my dad's mum, like, as much as he loves it,
yeah.
He is also a 60-odd-year-old guy who likes to put Twitter away and just be in the garden having a beer with my mum. So, because he wrote these books anonymously, he chose a pen name for a reason. He deliberately didn't want to be kind of... outed
and had no intention of them becoming
We kind of took them and have made them into this so out of respect for him and my mum
on a smaller scale actually I think rather than just like because we like lots of people have heard it I think on a smaller scale for him like the neighbours knowing not even like
they not know yet
well he's a man of two minds I feel like there's neighbours that he doesn't want to know but then if we take him out in London for dinner he's there with his business cards that he's had made we have to show you one they're incredible okay we should do it we should Okay.
Is it Rocky Flintstone?
Wait till you see this. Give one to Lenny too.
Of course.
Oh, they're quite small.
Wow.
They're a bit like a fortune cookie.
Flintstone Rocky at Gmail. Oh,
then flip it over, Lenny. Flip it over.
Oh my God in heaven.
It's a signature of the boob.
It's signed. They're signed by Rocky.
Your dad is wild. Lenny is, I think she might be choking.
Close my mouth.
You've seen worse.
She's got quite
a
bod, the naked lady on
she
that.
She really does.
We don't know if that's Belinda, Giselle.
That was me in Lena days.
We should talk about food a little bit. And
yes,
I do. No, but just because.
Does Rocky eat? Anything but what's in front of
stop
me.
It.
You Lenny! Are.
Oh, Mom, you said, my God. Shush, I've not said anything. You've got a dirty mind.
Honey, how do you know about that? Who have you been
talking
to? I
don't know anything.
Mum.
Jess.
You said, oh my God.
Honey, you just said you didn't.
You're disgusting. I heard it.
I did not say that
post.
Word.
Put it in
didn't
post.
Say it.
You said a worse word.
So we
it.
Should.
It.
Now, I think we should probably eat before we keep on drinking and cackling.
Yes.
We're having the best time ever. We should have done, in hindsight, a more innuendoed... dinner.
Yeah.
You know, we should have done puttanesca. We know that she loves a bolognese.
She does.
Becky, producer Becky, suggested Toad in the Hole. Oh, great. Oh.
Sorry, you're not getting it. Oh. You're getting rare roast beef on a bed of rocket and parmesan. Ooh. We've got, it's hot outside.
That sounds lovely.
We've also got a potato salad.
I massaged kale for a long time.
That was part of, yeah, I mean, that was a little
point. That's the most one. That's
yeah, that's saucy.
But I'm really happy that you're going to get my mum's trifle. We thought that was quite 70s.
Oh, my dad loves a trifle.
Jess's favourite.
Yeah, and it's just really good. No nonsense, but we thought, you know, Belinda would enjoy that.
Of course.
Yeah.
But so we've got lots of kind of cold bits and bobs. I have tried something out which is inspired by this whilst on tour in Copenhagen, the most amazing food, and they just kind of, it's so beautiful. This place that we played at, Vega, they have this in-house chef who worked with Paul Cunningham. Anyway, he did this amazing pickled roasted carrot salad, and I've tried to remember what it was, but I drank quite a lot on that tour, so I can't remember all of it. So I've so I've incorporated some of it. Anyway, so it's going to be a bit of this and a bit of that.
Do you want to eat?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Potatoes. And then while they were still warm, she'd add the grained mustard and
some lemon, some mayo.
And then some mint from the garden.
Ooh, lovely.
And it literally was crack all week, because we used to have these insanely long, like 6 hour long lunches in our garden in France.
Wow.
Which was amazing.
So are your family foodies?
Huge. There you go. Cheers. Yeah, massive foodie.
Oh, so Jesse said, "Oh, Alice is a particularly big foodie."
I didn't know about the rest of you though.
And
so Alice is like a massive foodie.
Yeah, and that really frightened me.
Alice has supper clubs.
Well, I kind of hate the word foodie.
And a cookbook.
But you know, foodie sort of has like connotations of being a bit food snobby, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas actually, like my brother made dinner for me last night, and we had oven chips, shop bought fish cakes and broccoli, and you know, and you're like, just it was amazing.
Yeah.
And also being cooked for is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually I don't always really care what it is. And when we've talked about the way that we cook for supper clubs, obviously food's really important, but if you're having a shit night, you can have the nicest food in the world. If it's really boring.
Alice, have you got meat?
I have, yeah, thank you. I've got a little stack there, thanks. Yeah, if it's a crap night, you don't go home going, it was such great food. Never mind the atmosphere. Like, the atmosphere was crap, but the food was amazing.
You're
like,
so, yeah, you're right.
It only forms part of it, doesn't it?
So, okay, Alice has bought a fizzy natural wine, are we saying?
I don't think this one's natural, but it's a fizzy red wine, which is quite unusual. And you
let's
chill
try it.
Yeah, everyone tell
cheers.
Me everything. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Interesting.
Cool. Is that a little bit,
praise
that a little
there,
bit like Coca-Cola and red wine, like the Spanish thing? I like it.
You'd drink it in the summer, wouldn't you?
Mm. I like that. It is the summer. Yeah,
is that vino tinto?
I think it's very berry-y. Yeah,
they were had loads berry-y. Of sparkling red wine.
Where?
Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. when you were being interned.
When we went there, do you remember?
Not famous for that one. I like to think this is nicer than what
No,
this is obviously a very high-end version of that, yeah.
I don't feel like Lenny's convinced.
I like
interesting,
that.
Which always means shit.
No, it doesn't. It means I've read never tasted bullshit. It before.
Al, you've gone to what, Borough Wines for this?
I did.
Thank
yeah.
you, babe.
Well, because I had fine. Something like this in a restaurant.
Which restaurant? We like to shout them out because yes. then we get free meals.
Campagna and Sons, which I yeah, oh, yes. which I know
love,
you like.
Love,
on
love, love.
Columbia Road in East London. And it was so nice, and my boyfriend was drinking beer. And you know when suddenly you're like, I should have got a bottle because I've now had so many glasses that I've like rendered yeah. it entirely pointless. But Laura Jackson, who I do the supper clubs with, mm-hmm. she introduced me to it. She's like, when you go to Campania, you have to have the fizzy red wine. And it is really good.
Delicious. It really is.
So I tried to copy that, but I don't really know a lot about wine. I mean, I know wine that I like the taste of, but I don't have wine theory in my repertoire. But I wish I could be that person who looks down the list and go, oh, they've got a 2006 Pinot Noir with notes of
babe, I'm exactly
tamarind.
The same.
I go as far as New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
I go as far as, does it taste like Ribena? Me.
This is so good.
Isn't Thank it? You.
It's delicious.
This is my favourite kind of food when it's salads and meat. You know, like all served, like you get to have a bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely don't. Under cater, as you can see.
I think I should have massaged amazing. My kale a little
bit. Oh, mum, nobody's judging. Levine.
They've not had the trifle
oh,
yet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're
just
going to
Zebra. Can we just say the mains? Oh, my God.
So good.
You can cook
so
yes. Beautiful. You can cook for us whenever.
Well, I didn't
steak,
do
the steak, the beef like that.
Did you like
Delicious.
It?
Delicious.
The meat slicer.
Meat
no.
the key.
I thought you had a really, really steady hand with a knife.
No, I did think that.
It took me bloody half an hour to do it with the meat slicer.
So what...
Good investment.
Will you show it to me later?
I haven't got it here, my meat slicer.
Did you pre-slice?
I brought it. I cooked it at home and brought it here. But Jesse did buy good meat. It was nice tasting.
It was delicious.
Thank you, meat in 16.
And
thank you.
As a potato salad fan, I can say...
That was
an
good.
11 out of 10.
Honestly.
Thank you, Bo. I kind of made that up, so that was cool. Can we please ask... We like to ask, you've listened to the podcast, we like to ask what kind of people would have as their death row meal. It's been, sorry, we won't call
don't
it that.
Like that
we'll call
word.
It. We'll call it...
final meal.
Final meal or desert island meal.
Before
Can
you
we ask what yours would be? We could go through all three of you, or we could choose what Belinda's would be, or Rocky Flintstones.
Yeah, what would your dad's be?
Your dad's, Rocky's.
I feel like the foods he mentions in the books are the best way of understanding what kind of foods he likes. So he loves turkey sandwiches. He uses that as an aphrodisiac.
He's obsessed with turkey.
It's a melatonin, though. It puts you to sleep. It's basically roofing.
A turkey's
a melatonin. Yeah.
Is that
it's
true?
Got melatonin in it. Yes,
honestly.
Like bananas
Jessie,
and turkey.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I was probably like Googling jet lag remedy.
Jessie's
going to
drop more wine, darling.
What? Oh, here we go.
I knew Lenny would get on that red fizzy.
No, the fizzy one's gone because we enjoyed it so much. Do you want my glass? Hold on, you have my glass.
No, I don't need your
the
glass,
vino tint, the Coca-Cola and red wine is a treat.
That's gone down so well.
Sorry, Coca-Cola and red wine. This is the good stuff. This is three for ten.
It tastes like cherry cola a little bit.
Anyway, so
blue cheese fish mousse is another big one in the
book. Blue cheese fish mousse.
That's not right for a porno.
Nicole
I'm
brought
definitely
us the,
going to
the
make that.
Ingredients to make it when he came round.
I'm going to.
He
make
literally
that.
Brought us fish, blue cheese.
Nicholas
and
is up to no good with his fish mousse.
No.
He's like, oh, you found my award-winning combination.
He knows his culinary
blue
delight.
Cheese fish mousse.
Yeah. Gross. I know. Disgusting.
No, I think it probably work. A lady on that. The best of the home cooks thing made a tagliatelle with fish and some blue cheese.
Oh,
well, there you go. Maybe it's not
yeah.
so bad.
I don't think it's
I do
so
like
bad.
Maybe
elements.
Rocky got it from like one of your. Does your mum have cookbooks?
Oh, yeah, bazillions.
Okay.
Yeah. But he wouldn't read them. He can't read. I should mention that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He can only write.
He just thought, what's posh? He thought blue cheese. And fish mousse, and then you just
yeah.
force them together.
But I think it's
yeah.
one of those bonkers 70s cookbooks that have that, you know, the first colour cookbooks yeah. when there's like a flash on it and everything's
in
acid.
That gelatin, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's from that.
So it's blue cheese fish mousse.
That's
a starter. Yeah. He would love a turkey sandwich. My dad just, my dad gets my mum to buy 3 turkeys at Christmas.
Oh.
So you can have
so sandwiches. Everyone loves sandwiches. We love it.
I could get on with your dad.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he would love it. He would not. The thing about Rocky is he would not disappoint in real life. He is kind of what you expect.
This is putting you on the spot, Jesse, but for the next record that you record, do you need a harmonica wrist?
Because he plays the harmonica.
Yeah, he's great at the harmonica.
I think it's really worth having him on.
What, like Stevie?
He's more Bob Dylan. Ooh. A bit more somber.
He's more Alanis.
You heard my music, swear. It's miserable.
Oh yeah, he's ever so melancholy, you'd get on great. No.
Maybe not for the disco album, but...
Back to the dinner, sorry.
Okay, so
dessert. Yeah, does Rocky have a dessert? Come on,
he's going. This is his last meal. He's having fish mousse with blue cheese.
Turkey sandwich. With what? With cranberry stuffing? Are we going like
stuffing, but no cranberry sauce? He's not into that. Doesn't mix sweet and savoury.
Butter. Yeah. It was quite specific.
Loads of butter. So both slices of white have to be buttered.
Oh. Yeah.
And then put together with the old turkey.
Yeah. We actually have the recipe for his favourite turkey sandwich, which is basically butter and turkey and bread.
And salt.
In the book.
I get that.
But we actually said to him, oh, can you write down, like, there must be real specifics about this turkey sandwich that you've written about in the novel. Don't say novel. In the mad string
in
of words.
In the collection of words, yeah.
Can you write them down for us and then we can put them in the kind of spoof book that we wrote? He went to meticulous levels of detail to write it out for us. It's essentially bread, turkey, salt, and butter. I mean, there's not
no
any
frills.
Super simple.
He was like, I shouldn't really tell you the secret recipe.
The secret is stock butter.
So what's dessert?
I was going to say, what is dessert?
I feel like your dad's a sweet tooth.
My dad has a huge sweet tooth.
Has there been anything in the books?
Do you know what he loves? This is real, my dad. He can't get enough of eel flottante.
Eel flottante.
What is that?
It's uncut meringue that you put on a kind of custard.
Yeah, a floating island.
Is it a creme eau flottante? Oh, yeah, eel flottante.
Sorry, my accent wasn't there.
No,
it's
French.
It's yellower. Flottante.
Yeah,
really
it is yellower.
We should have bloody done something.
But
like
it's yellower than creme anglaise.
Is creme anglaise French or English? French, I guess. French.
Oh, yeah. Never thought
it's a French's crack at the English custard.
And who makes him the eel flottante?
Can
we all stop saying il flottante?
En flottante.
Floating island.
When we were kids, we used to, you know, when you'd get the Eurostar or the ferry, Sally, the Sally ferry, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Back home, we'd go to Flunch.
Excuse me?
Ever been to Flunch?
What's Flunch?
Flunch is in Calais. It's that kind of like, it's
like
a little
chef,
essentially. Yeah, a chain. Yeah. But it was like a lovely big buffet.
Flunch, yeah.
Delicious food. We had steak haché. We'd have...
stop saying
We'd have like some potato rosti.
We'd have une flottante. We'd have we'd almost have how do you say burp?
There'd be some raclette. There'd be they'd have
pied de monte
which is a French potato salad, as you know.
They'd have all sorts.
And Dan would always finish off.
Would you have salad?
Because we'd have There'd be confit de canard.
I'm going to slap you.
And then have
the thing is, they always have the same stuff on every French menu.
Literally.
It's always the same.
Salad carigodine.
Stop it!
Would they have calabacé?
This is literally my childhood.
Let's go.
Saucisson.
Yeah, saucisson. Oignon.
This could go on forever, but I feel like I need to wrap it up so we can really gossip.
Get some trifle out for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You fool.
When do we do the table manners bit?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We'll do the table manners thing.
But we would say Rocky or Alice.
Alice wants to play.
No, we've all prepped our own.
Yeah, I said to him, this is so square. Before we came, I was like, and don't forget, boys, we have to have our table manners. And what we don't think is a good table manner. Okay, be prepared.
Okay, Alice, you first.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. So, I don't know if you've done this one. I don't think you have, but I think this is not so much in like a house setting, mm-hmm. in a restaurant when they're too attentive.
Yes. So annoying.
Just like, go away, they're like flies.
I mean, it's really nice, obviously, when they're like topping up your water, which I always think is a good sign of a good restaurant because you're not paying for
water. I haven't
given
you any water. That's why
I'm so dramatic. I think that is a good sign of a coast.
I'm so hyped. This is, I mean...
Good luck cycling home, Beth.
I've never seen Alice so drunk in my whole life.
She gets drunk about this on her birthday.
The deepest sleep.
More than I've ever drunk in one sitting in my whole life. But anyway, I think it's a good sign when they top up your water in a restaurant because you don't pay for it. Yeah. So it's kind of like...
But not when they're filling your glass up till you're so drunk.
Yeah, I want to know how much is going in there. But also if you're having like a kind of, I don't know, a deep and meaningful or like intimate chat and they're like constantly at you like... Oh, just checking if it was all right. Oh, just checking out. It's like, it's fine. It's totally fine.
You'd know if it wasn't.
You know.
Go to California.
Alice, fuck off.
Fuck off. And I do say that. I think that's completely fair. No, I don't. But
did you find that in America?
Well, they're very...
They drive you mad.
They want praise a lot, don't they?
They want 25%.
Yeah, but also, they take your plate away. Very un-European.
This is my table
manner. They take your plate away... But before they do that, everyone has finished.
I've started doing that here.
No.
The reason
they have done.
Stop them. The reason that James notices is because.
Because I'm the drink up fastest up. Eater.
James eats so quickly. Do I don't you? Know if you notice.
Yes. Oh, I don't expose
no.
me.
Don't. No, Jessie does too.
Fuck off, Mum.
You can't. No one shares with Jessie. Jessie says, oh, let's get a sharing plate. But we can't because she's eaten it all before.
Thank you.
Me is that you. What you do?
I am with
Diabs, babe. Let's go.
I don't agree with the word sharing at the dinner table.
James, no matter where we go, if it's a fancy restaurant, he'll start with a nachos chaser just to line the stomach wherever we go.
Oh my God, you're so slim.
I know.
He used to eat a lot more, didn't you?
I eat slowly, but I just don't stop eating. That's why I'm the most rotund person.
I eat fast and I don't stop either.
Ever. Mine's the opposite of Alice, actually.
Oh,
God. And you've been very good tonight. It's when people don't top up your wine when you're around someone's house and you have to ask or you have to and you've been amazing.
Really?
You are sat opposite me.
Thank you.
No,
I've
just been
because I want the juice.
Okay, right, let's have some dessert.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all getting a bit debauched and drunk.
It looks amazing.
I feel like trifle
is this your kind of go-to dessert?
No, it's not really. She just likes it.
And I thought it was quite 70s for Galinda.
Yes. Darling would really help.
I feel like...
All right, Lenny, getting sassy.
Someone's driving home.
I've been
home.
On my legs all day doing this.
Yeah, isn't it exhausting?
It's
when you
not
have to
fabulous.
Everything?
It's very ordinary, but everyone seems to like it.
But do you ever think, though, when Jessie says, oh, we've got so-and-so coming, you're like, I can't really be bothered.
Yes. Yeah,
every time.
You're so lucky I'm here.
She's like, Naomi Campbell won't get out of bed.
Will you help yourself, darling?
I'd love to.
I feel like Rocky should incorporate a trifle into...
I think there was a trifle.
I was going to say, I'm amazed he hasn't.
No, there was.
What was that dinner? They had trifle at that posh dinner at the...
They did season two.
No, season three.
Well,
this is so on the money.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not up to date.
They had a posh dinner at the Duchess's house and they had defrosted chicken Kievs. And trifles.
It's so good.
Defrosted chicken Kiev.
Is he just having a laugh with everyone?
He lives a very full and active life.
Sexually
he's very,
and...
very happy. Stop it.
Sorry.
He's a very happy, jolly Irish person.
I love it in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. And he loves wearing his Hawaiian shirts and he's always holding
shirt?
Like a drink in his hand.
The food is so good in Brazil.
Isn't it? Carne de sol, my favourite.
Sorry, are you going to buzz?
Sorry, foreign words.
Are you going to buzz? Sorry, Portuguese.
Okay, so carne de sol is beef that they dry out in the sun over days and days and days.
Oh, carne de sol. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Carne de sol, yeah.
Alice, you may be a foodie in East London.
Oh, yeah,
but
I didn't
there's a
realize.
World out there.
No,
you know
I'm
what
so
I'm saying?
Sorry.
It's simple.
Yeah, it's very
easy. So effective.
Oh my God.
It's
like a Michael Haneke movie.
It's tinned raspberries.
No, it's not.
It's got
this is what
bit
I do love
it.
About my mum. She does like do a tinned raspberry with fresh raspberries. And the custard she dries, you put it outside, don't you? To dry. Oh no, you wouldn't have done that today.
So is it carne de sol?
Carne de sol, there you go.
Custard de sol.
What do you mean you put it out to dry?
You know, all of your Brazilian fans are going to be switching off saying they are such for this kind. Mocking our national
dish. I love
dish.
Brazil. Can't wait to play there. Please let me play there. Obrigado.
Lenny, this is beautiful.
There you go. You actually obrigado, but don't worry about
it. It's just very easy put.
When does the next season start?
Monday, August the 27th.
My dad wrote a porno. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
over.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
For having-
It's about 12 o'clock at night and Mum went home 2 hours ago. However, my dad wrote a porno. The trio are quite the chatters, as are we. So we've just been nattering for the last 2 hours over more wine. I have to say my wine was shit in comparison to the darling Alice Levine's fizzy red wine. What? I nearly lost my voice. I've got to write a song tomorrow. We had a right old gas. Mum's
not doing the outro with me because, well, mum does what the fuck she wants. She's Naomi Campbell. She won't get up for more than 10 grand per episode. That's a lie. We're not making any money. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you got to the end, this was such fun. Their joie de vivre, as Jamie would say, is completely infectious. And I don't think I've giggled like that for so long. And for somebody who was very unsure of why one would make a podcast about a porno, which was my mother, while she massaged that cow, she was completely in love with them. It was just exactly how I remember dinners at my mum's and new people meeting her and us just having a right old chinwag. They are brilliant. I'm so impressed with what they've done with their podcast and how they've kind of built this huge brand, but completely on their own terms and in such a funny way. And shout out to Rocky Flintstone. I've got to, you know, this couldn't really happen without old Rocky Flintstone. So we'd love to have you on the show, Rocky, if you'd like to be on it. But in the meantime, we will settle for the darling trio that is My Dad Wrote a Porno, Jamie, Alice and James. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you very soon. The music you've been listening to is by Pete Fraser and Peter Duffy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.